Amen. We thank God for my presence here. Amen. Thank God for my pastor, Pastor Danny L. McKenzie, pastor of the Mount Nebo Missionary Baptist Church, for the approval. Amen, somebody. I know that's a little old school, but I operate in old school. Y'all, you get the approval to go. Amen. Things have to be done decently and in order. Amen. To this great pastor, come on, y'all, put your hands together. Oh, you can do better than that. Come on, the one who cares about your soul while you sleeping, he's praying. While you're going about your business, he's always have you on his mind. Amen. Thank God for Pastor Ford. Pastor Ford, amen. When I think of this brother, my friend, amen, I say that he's my friend. Whether he says that I'm his friend, I'm declaring that he's my friend. Amen. Proverbs will say 11 and 25, it will say that the generous will prosper, and those who refresh others will be refreshed. Amen. And that's what I think about your pastor. Amen. When I come into his presence, he's always refreshing me. Amen. I hate to be selfish, but I try to pull all I can. Amen, somebody. Amen. To all the preachers, to all the deacons, to all the mothers in the church, amen. To everyone in their respectful places, our musicians, to our young people, amen. God bless you. God bless you. There's a word on today. There's a word on today. If you would, turn your Bibles with me to 2 Peter. 2 Peter. Amen. At Mount Nebo, we have our youth Sunday as well, and the boys are in the choir. And so the wife decided to stay with them, and of course, they wanted to go. Amen, but they had to stay. Amen, an assignment, that's right. They need their voices. 2 Peter chapter 3. Amen, there's only three chapters in 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 3. I just want to lift up one verse, and that is verse 18. Amen. Verse 18. I'm going to read from the New Life Version for the children's sake. Amen. Amen. And it reads, "Grow in the loving favor that Christ gives you. Learn to know our Lord Jesus Christ better. He is the one who saves. May he have all the shining greatness now and forever. Let it be so." Let it be so. The King James Version would say, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Just for a little bit of your time on this morning, I want to talk from the idea, a unique appetite. A unique appetite. Father God, we thank you for who you are. Thank you, God, for who you have become to us. Thank you, God, for this time of edifying, God. Lord, we know, Lord, that when we are edified, in return, God, you become glorified. So, Lord, we thank you on today. I pray, God, that you remove me, that your people would only see you, feel you. God, that they may hear you. And God, I'm your willing vessel. Do as you please. Get all the glory. Thank you, God, for our young people on this day. God, let the word, God, be pleasing to their hearing. Let it be to their understanding, God, that they may receive the word of God. It's in the only name that sits above every name, and that is the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. A unique appetite. There's a meal that is known throughout the communities in the United States. There's a meal that is known throughout the communities. This meal one can purchase if they don't feel like cooking. This meal can be purchased whenever the boys are together and we're playing video games. This meal is also can be purchased. It's a meal that is very important when the girls are having their sleepovers. Whenever the children are hungry, you can purchase this meal. And that meal is pizza. Everybody knows about pizza. Kids have fallen in love with pizza. If it's a party, order pizza. If it's Friday night, order pizza. If it's the game is on, order pizza. Even the adults have found themselves ordering pizza. Everybody tends to like pizza. But as pizza becomes one of the famous meals in the United States that kids love to have, that parents love to buy whenever they don't feel like cooking and it got home and it's too late, there comes a point where pizza has become where many provide pizza. Many provide pizza. You may even find your child asking the question, well, where are you ordering pizza from? I know where you ordering pizza from. I know that I've tasted Little Caesars, and I know the difference between Little Caesars and Pizza Hut. I know the difference between Papa John's and Domino's. There's a difference in the pizza. Anybody know what I'm talking about? There's a difference in the pizza. You just can't bring me any type of pizza. I know if you had enough money or if you didn't have enough money, amen, you can go to Little Caesars and get $5 pizza and you can feed about three people on a $5 pizza, amen. But when you go to Pizza Hut, you gotta ask them any coupons, any deals you may have. Come on, y'all talk to me in here. Y'all act like y'all ain't never ate pizza before. And I know that you have eaten pizza. Everybody has eaten some pizza. Yeah, pizza. You would know the difference between pizza. A unique appetite. Unique appetite. This morning on the way going to church at our 7:30 service, had the boys in the truck with me and we're headed to service. I'm taking my normal route, and as we're driving, I felt in my spirit that I wanted to listen to some 99 jams. Anybody know about 99 jams? Amen. And I like every now and then to listen to some 99 jams on Sunday. Amen. I don't listen to it throughout the week, but on Sunday I like to listen to some 99 jams. 99 jams. And my son is in the, my oldest son, Dallas, is in the car with me, and Dylan, he's in the car. And Dylan is relaxing because he just woke up. But Dallas, he's ready for whatever the day has for him. And I noticed that the radio station from the week was on Way FM. Young people, Way FM 88.1 is another radio station I listen to. It's different from your 99 jams on Sunday. And so I'm driving and I noticed that it's on that station and I want to listen to 99 jams. So me being the owner of the vehicle, amen, somebody, me being the adult, I change the radio station. And before I could even enjoy what was on the radio, I heard a voice said, I was listening to that. I'm going somewhere. I was listening to that. And I said, well, son, you need to listen to some 99 jams this morning. You know, this is some good music too. I understand you like what you like, but this is some good music as well. He said, yeah, but I was listening to what I was listening to. And I just
chose to keep it on 99 Jams. And as I'm driving, I'm looking in the rearview mirror, and he has a face that I don't care to look at. He has a face that he's angry, a face that he is displeased with my decision to keep it on 99 Jams. Going somewhere. He has a unique appetite. Now, it didn't matter what I wanted to listen to. It didn't matter what I thought was nice this morning to listen to, but that he wanted to hear from Way FM this morning. It didn't matter what type of song 99 Jams had. It didn't matter if it had a nice beat or a rock to it. What he wanted to listen to, he had a unique appetite. A unique appetite. Peter, a disciple of Jesus Christ. Young people, Peter is known as one of the three that Jesus Christ called his friend. Peter is known, you'll find in Sunday school, that Peter is talked about as the one that Christ says that upon this rock I will build my church. Peter is talked about in the book of Acts that he's the one who preaches first. And the Holy Spirit comes and dwell amongst the people. Peter. Peter is one, they even called him the knife-toting Peter. Peter was a friend of Christ. He would fight for Christ any chance he gets. And Peter is on his second letter. Peter is right now, he's in a situation where he's somewhere in Rome, where now he's writing a letter to the people in Asia Minor. He's writing to the people in Asia Minor, young people, and he's trying to tell them about their conduct from this point on. He writes his second letter, and Peter, he begins to talk about this pureness of mind that they have and how to remember the things that they were taught. Young people, I want you to understand that what you have been taught in Sunday school, you have to maintain what you were taught in Sunday school. You can't forget what you were taught in Sunday school. You have to remember those Ten Commandments. You have to remember those Bibles. You have to remember what the Bible says on how this world was created and who God is and who Jesus is. It's important to remember what you were taught. Peter addresses this in the third chapter of 2 Peter. He even goes on to talk about how God is coming back. Young people, he's talking about God is coming back. He even says that a day to God is like 1,000 years. Young people, can you imagine grandma reaching 1,000? My Lord. Can you imagine yourself reaching 1,000 years? But Peter says that a day to God is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day to God. He says that God is coming back. He says he's coming back, and he gets to verse 18, and he gives some instructions that we as believers in Christ, we as Christians, we as baptized believers must do until Christ returns. It's important that we have a unique appetite. Young people, I'm going to tell you right now, your friends may not have the appetite that you have. There may be some cousins, some distant cousins that you only see every now and then. They may not have the same appetite that you have. If I could break it down for you, they may not have the same teachings in your house and theirs. Their mother may not treat them like your mother treat you. They may not need to wash the dishes, but you got to wash them dishes. Can I just be real with somebody? They may not have to come in when the lights come on the street, but for you, yeah, you got to come on in. It's a different rule over in this house. Peter says, but grow in the grace, in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Young people, he says, to him be glory
both now and forever. Both now and forever. If you will walk with me, young people, I want you to understand that he uses the word grow. That word grow means to increase. It means to increase. As you get older, God allows you to get taller. He allows you to age. He allows you to go from 1 to 5 and from 5 to 10, and you get older and you become an adult. And as you grow physically, God wants you to grow spiritually as well. Physically, you tend to, for males, you tend to put on a little muscle. You start playing sports. Your voice start to change. Pastor, it shocked me when I heard my son's voice change, and he's only 9 years old. Amen, somebody. Your voice will change. Things about you will change because you're getting older. Your frame has to now increase because you're increasing. And that's a physical change. But there's a spiritual understanding that you have to know, and that is to grow spiritually. There's an increase that has to happen, young people. In other words, you're going to expand. Your knowledge needs to expand about who you believe in. When they taught you the Ten Commandments, that was good for that time. Now we need to get into some understanding of who Christ is. I'm going to say this, and I'm glad that the parents are sitting with their children. Young people, I had to understand that even though God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit are one and the same, at some point, they have a different task. At one point, I was saying that God died on the cross. But God did not die on the cross. Because God cannot die. But Christ was sent that he may die for us. Says to grow. Says that he's coming back for his church. And if he's coming back for his church, we have to have the understanding of who Christ is. Yes, Christ was there when God created the earth. But Christ is the one who died on the cross. You can't take that away from Christ. Nobody in this world appointed Christ down the cross. Nobody but God himself said, go on down there and rescue my people. My Lord, my Lord. He says to grow. Says to grow. 1 Corinthians 3:6 would say that Paul would say that I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gives the increase. Young people, I mention that scripture because I want you to understand that where you are right now, somebody has already paved the way for you to be here. In other words, what I'm trying to say is that this building wasn't like this 30 years ago. If you go back here, you'll see the old building, how it started. And now it's like this. It's very, very nice. And that one came and planted. And that God allowed another to water. But God himself gives the increase. That's important to understand, because as you grow, you'll expand your existence and your understanding of Christ. You begin to increase in him. And that's only because of God himself increasing your knowledge of his son. See, the one who planted, he's the founder. And the one who watereth is the one who strengthens you in the faith. And when it comes to God gives the increase, it pertains to the soul and their spiritual growth. That's why people can't look at you like they used to.
There's been a change about you, young people. When you get in class and the teacher say, man, that ain't the student from last year. That can't be. When you come up and you sing and they say, man, did they have singing lessons? No, that's just a change on the inside that's showing up on the outside. Having a unique appetite. A unique appetite. He says that, but grow. He talks in the previous verses about how there's wickedness in the land. Young people, I don't have to tell you, but I do have to tell you. On TV, they're going to show you some stuff that you really don't need to know about. They make you think that everything is about money. You hear some of the songs, and the songs have changed. They have changed from the 1970s and 1980s. Things have changed. 1960s, songs have changed. There's still messages in the songs, but the songs are not healthy for our children. Some people will degrade or denounce or cause you to understand that your God don't exist. But Peter says to grow. He says to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Certain trees don't grow in dry climates. There are certain trees that grow in wet climates. Some climates are hotter and some climates are cold. But that tree has been planted in a strategic place for a reason. Why do you say that, Minister Caldwell? Young people, it's important to understand that you're at the right church at the right time. I'm not going to tell you that Mount Nebo is better than here because it's not. And I can't tell you that this church is better than Mount Nebo because it's not. It's not about being better. It's about feeding the young people that are at your church. And young people, don't let nobody else from another church tell you our church is better than yours. Where you're planted, God has you planted here. And that this church has been equipped to edify you, to expand and increase your knowledge of Jesus Christ. Having a unique appetite. Having a unique appetite. In order to have a unique appetite, one has to be willing to change. Young people, you got to be willing to have a taste for something that's far better than what you tasted before. You've tasted what it is to lie. Hello, somebody. You've tasted what it is to take something that wasn't yours. You've tasted what it is to be disobedient. Man, once you get a taste of that stuff, my Lord, it's hard to get away from that. Yeah, once you taste to lie, oh man, it's easy to lie again. It's easy to tell a story. It's easy to tell, as my wife will say, a fib. But your appetite, Peter is saying, to have an appetite for God himself, and that he sent his only begotten son, and for you to grow in the grace of God. What is grace? One would say that grace is something that you did not deserve. I don't care what you try to do. I don't care what you think you may want to do. You have not worked or earned grace. But that God himself has given grace through his son, Jesus Christ. It is him that we have grace. It is him that we have this undeserved favor. Undeserved favor. Young people, Christ loves you so much that he still cares about you. He still looks after your safety. He still hears the prayers of your parents. Grow in the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, every now and then my wife will come home And the boys would be, you know, doing their homework, and she would come home, and I would say, "What took you so long?" And she would say to me, "Well, I just had to stop by and get the boys something." I go, "They got enough toys. They got enough of everything." Amen, somebody. But she still goes out of her way to do something for them, even though they haven't done nothing to deserve it. Amen. And that's how God is with us. Through his son, he allowed his grace to flow. That even when you don't deserve to be rewarded, God still finds a way to reward you. He says to grow in the grace. God doesn't throw you to the side because you were disobedient in school. God doesn't throw you to the side because the teacher said, "Well, I'm calling your parents this time." God still loves you through his son, Jesus Christ. He says to grow in the grace. Understand that you were supposed to receive something else. But he chose to allow his grace to step in place. He says to grow in the grace. Grow in the grace. Watch this. He says also in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Second Corinthians 3 and 17 will say that now the Lord is a spirit. Now the Lord is a spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is liberty. Where the spirit of the Lord is, young people, is liberty. What does that mean? When you walk in this church and you feel compassion, when you feel the love of the members, and when they say hello, they smile to you. When your pastor knows you and he embraces you, when there's love within the church, the Spirit of God is here. And where the Spirit of God is, one has to understand that we are free where the Spirit of God is. In other words, there's freedom here. Young people, there's freedom here. When the world may look down on you, and your friends may treat you bad, and they may talk about you, and they may gang up against you, when they say that you're not a friend, or that you don't have what I have, when you come to the church, the church treats you like you're a family. There's liberty here. And when there's liberty, that means that God himself has allowed the Holy Spirit to dwell amongst us and have latitude amongst the people. Young people, the knowledge about Christ is that when Christ died on the cross has opened up the door for the Holy Spirit to dwell on the inside of us. Saints of God, I've been to some places where people say, "Man, that's a little bit too much for them." And I say, "Well, have you heard the music that they listen to? They got some music that I have to keep rewinding to try to catch exactly what was being said and why that was being said. Sometimes I have to look things up and say, well, what did that mean?" And it's not Webster. It's the Urban Dictionary. You got to find some of these understandings when you listen to these music. So young people, it's important to understand that the Holy Spirit, that is the Comforter, that is God on the inside of us, talking to us, telling us what's right, and telling us what's wrong. Yeah, yeah. Peter says to grow in the knowledge of Christ. That his dying on the cross was not in vain. It's one thing to know that he died on the cross. It's one thing to know that he died on the cross and that he was buried. and that he was raised from the grave on the third day. That's what the scripture says. But one has to understand what died on the cross did for us. That the Spirit of God could not dwell on the inside of man until Christ died on the cross. That no matter what the world may say, as Peter was saying, as Paul was saying in Romans 8, and I think it's 8 and 35, where he says, I will let nothing separate me from the love of Christ. Doesn't matter what it is in life. It could be my friends. It could be those that stay next door to me. It could be a teacher who don't believe. It doesn't matter who it is. I'm not going to let anything separate the love of God from me. And young people, the love of God is through Christ Jesus. He says the knowledge. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Young people, it's important for us to know the difference. Very important for us to know the difference. There's a story about a young lady who now is an adult now. She tells a story about when she was 2.5 years old. She tells a story that her mom left her with her dad, and how she had gotten into an accident. And she was recovering. She had gone to an accident, and as she was at home recovering, still able to move about, but was kept home. So the mother leaves the dad with the 2.5-year-old little girl. Then someone had bought her a teacup toy where you can get tea. And you could drink tea. And so she thought that this is the time to play with my teacup. She loved this toy that was bought for her. And so she would run and she would get some water. And she would bring that water to her dad. And she'd say, Dad, can you drink some tea? I bought you some tea. And he would say, oh, that's so nice. And he would drink the tea. The dad was so engulfed in the game that was on television. So she goes back, she gets more tea, which is water. She brings it back, and he drinks it again. Goes again and get more tea, and which is water. Comes back and you see his pinky go up. And he's drinking the tea, which is water. And so mom comes home and she has, the little girl has went back to get more tea. And so the father says, hey, stay right here. Our baby girl has been getting me tea, which is water. It's so cute. You gotta see her. And the mother waits. And here comes the little girl coming down the hallway. And she runs to dad. She has that cup and he takes it and he's smiling at the mother. And he drinks the tea, which is water. And the wife says, did it ever dawn on you that her height as far as where she can get water from? That the only thing low enough is the toilet water? Young people, it's important for us to know the difference. When one talks about Christ, when we have an understanding of Christ, it's important for us to know the difference. It's important for us to know with knowledge of who Christ really is. Some people will portray Christ to be this Christ who just heals everybody. And sometimes, some people have to go through things. And then there's some people who don't go through things. But the ultimate understanding that you have to know about Christ is that he's a saving God. He's our Savior. That his life that he lived here for us so that we may have a right to the tree of life. The Bible says that he came to not do away with the law, but to fulfill the law. That's why he talks about that if you think it, then it's wrong. It's already wrong if you thought to do something that was not godly. The knowledge of Christ. One has to keep it in focus. One has to be mindful of the knowledge that you have of Christ, because the knowledge of Christ that you have and growing in the grace, Peter says, to him be glory now and forever. Young people, that glory deals with now as in this present time. As you breathe right now, that God is getting glory. As you operate in the gifts that God has given you, if you can sing, sing. If you can speak, speak. If you can serve, serve. Whatever it is that you can do, the knowledge of Christ that you have, you do it, and it's to the glory of God now. Not only is it now, but he says forever. Another translation would say on the day of his return, that he would be glorified. My God, my God. Hebrews will say 1:3 that he is the brightness of God's glory. He is the brightness of God's glory. He is the character, God's image. Said that he put on sin all by himself. That he sits on the right hand side of majesty. Young people, do you know that Christ died for our sins? And that it was him alone. No one had to come alongside and say, I die with you. But they mocked him and they put him on a cross next to some thieves. And here it is, Christ hasn't done anything wrong. For our sake, Christ put on sin that we may have a right to the tree of life. It's important, young people. Don't let no one tell you that God isn't real. Don't let no one tell you that Christ is some prophet, somebody who just did some good things. No, what he did was for my life. And he did it for you as well. That's why Peter says, he says in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He not just mine. He not just Pastor Forrest, but he's everybody who receives him. John will say that God came to his own people and he did not, they did not receive him. But he says, but as for many that did receive me, he gave them power to be sons and daughters of God. Young people, have an appetite for Christ. Don't run away from God. Because he tells the disciples, he says, listen, suffer the little people to come unto me. For such is the kingdom of God. God wants the young people, the little people, the children to come to him. I tell the we have our 9 to 17 boys, and I shocked them one day. I asked them, I say, what would you think would be the first thing I say to God when I get out of the bed? And of course, they thought from a preacher's standpoint. Oh, you're gonna say, Lord bless my family. I say, no. They had a couple of things that he was saying. He would say, Lord, let me have a good day. I said, no. They say, well, what would you say? I said, what I'm getting ready to say to you, I want you to take this wholeheartedly. I say, what I would say is, what's up, Lord? They looked at me crazy. You would say, what's up, Lord? I say, well, when you're in school, when you meet your friends, don't you say, what's up? Don't y'all do high five and what's up, man? I know the seasoned brothers, they nod their head every now and then. All right, I'll see you. Why can I not give God? I know that he's due more than that. But if I can do it with you, why can't be the same way with God? Why I can't reach God that way also? Why I can just wake up and say, what's up, Lord? And I told the young people, I say, well, if you start out with just something simple, after a while, you'll start adding things to it. You might start saying, what's up, Lord? I'm glad to have another day. And then if you get a little closer to mother, you may wake up and say, Lord, thank you for today. I didn't know if I was going to be able to see this day, but Lord, thank you for today. Young people, let me tell you, having an appetite with God, you need to have a unique appetite. You need to set aside yourself that you allow God to speak to you. Learn as much as you can from the Lord. Learn his name and learn his ways and learn how he speaks to you. Don't let no one get in the way of your relationship with God. Many will come and try to stand in your way. And many people will tell you that God ain't real. Many will come and say, I don't know why you praying, or you just talking to yourself. But don't mind them. You talk to who in charge. Talk to who has rights over your life. Talk to you who has been waking you up every morning. For his word says that his grace is sufficient. His grace and his mercy, they're renewed every morning. I can't help but give God the praise. For he saved my soul. When I was down the wrong road, he stayed there and waited for me to turn around. When I was wanting to do my own thing, he kept reminding me, don't go that way. Don't step into that. He kept putting things in front of me. Because God was committed to me. Young people, God is committed to you. He has always had your best interests in mind. There's a saying that I will leave with you, young people. Normally I tell, I have a couple of nieces. One is at Maryland University. One is at Winston-Salem. And one is at FAU. And they have developed, amen, somebody. But I would share with the young people, no matter boy or girl, I share this with them. Alert today, alive tomorrow. Be alert today so that you can be alive tomorrow. And it's a reoccurring thing. Parents do it without even thinking about it. When they go to the grocery store, they don't just get for today. But they get food that will last throughout the week. Amen, somebody. If I'm alert today, I can be alive tomorrow. A unique appetite.